Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 57, Tribe Talk, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics, post-Thanksgiving edition of the podcast. Hope everybody had a terrific holiday weekend. We're back at it here, kind of in our lull here between the end of the winter, fall sports season and kicking off the winter sports season. Basketball practice, wrestling practice all underway. Swim is in the pool, though. They've already had one meet at the bridge against Doddridge County, Philip Barber and Buchanan, and they're back at it coming up here in a couple of days up at the WVU Aquatic Center in Morgantown. We're going to hear from Jan Grisso, the longtime successful Bridgeport swim coach, coming off that boys' state championship a year ago, and we'll talk with her coming up in just a moment. We'll do the whip around coming up, wrap up the final couple of sports that closed out their season recently, and we'll look forward to the beginning of the winter sports season. That's all still to come on Tribe Talk. Joined now, though, by Jan Grisso, who joins us now to talk some Bridgeport swimming. Already one meet successfully in the books at the bridge back in mid-November. And Jan, another year is here. Kind of talk about that meet and what you expect from the club this year.
First of all, we have a lot of our boys back from last season, which is a plus since we won the state championship last year. And we also picked up some new freshmen that are going to be making an impact for our team. So I think our boys team, we have 15 boys, and I think that they have a legitimate run for another state championship. On the girls' side, though, unfortunately, we lost a lot of girls, and we only have five girls. They're very good, but five, you know, it's just really hard when you only have five swimmers.
And Jan, was that, you know, I know sometimes it's hard to predict, you know, how many you're going to have come out. Was that a little bit of a surprise to you?
No, it was not. It was not. We had a large girls group, you know, for the last 4 years. No, I knew that we weren't going to have that many freshmen coming in. Next year, I think we have a new crop of girls coming in from the eighth grade. So I think those numbers are going to build for the girls and probably go down a little bit for the boys.
So it'll even out eventually.
Yeah, it'll probably even out.
Right. All right. Well, tell me about this schedule. We mentioned you've already had a competition with Doddridge, Philip Barber,
yes,
and Buchanan at the bridge. And you're back at it again this weekend. It's a
this week.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah, that's right, on Wednesday. And that will be a challenging one with Morgantown University, who's always very strong.
Right. And then there's also going to be Uniontown, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, and that'll be, they have a good team. So, yeah, they're also going to be, and I just found that out, that they're also going to be competing. So, yeah, that'll be good. And then it'll give my new swimmers a chance to be able to swim at the pool where the state meet's going to be held. So, yeah. And the following week, we're going to West Virginia Wesleyan to swim.
So talk about the West Virginia Aquatic Center in Morgantown. Why is that important for a swimmer to have that experience in that particular pool, as you mentioned, where the state championship will be coming up in February?
Well, probably one of the biggest challenges is the wall that they have to turn on, because they have a bulkhead. They have a bulkhead in the middle of that pool. And what happens is it's harder to turn on, so that's one of the biggest challenges is the turning at the other end, at the opposite end.
Gotcha.
That's probably the biggest challenge that we have. Yes.
You know, consistently looking at your schedule, you've done a very good job of you know, getting in these annual events. So, you know, it seems like, you know, year in and year out, you may sub one event for another, or, you know, one meet for another. But for the most part, pretty consistent, and get an opportunity for your swimmers to go some different places and see some different competition.
Correct. Yes, it seems like every year now that the annual invitationals are set, usually you pretty much know when the date. Big loss to us that we had to cancel the Bridge Invitational. That was really sad, because that was a was a really big meet that we got to see, like 17 teams from the southern part of the state. It's real hard to swim against teams from the southern part of the state, because usually their meets only consists of teams in the southern part of the state. They don't usually invite northern teams. So my schedule's lacking that a little, that we're not going to see some of the southern teams until regionals and states. So, and I don't know, Travis, if you know that the swimming has completely changed now as far as the divisions and everything. I don't know if you were aware of that.
No, tell us about that if you would.
Okay, well, we now have two divisions. Division one, which we are in, is consists of AAA and quad A schools. Division two is the AA and single A schools. Each of those divisions will have two regionals, a northern and a southern, okay, regional. Mm-hmm. And we are the southern regional. We're going to be in the southern division one region, which will be held at the Bridge. So big competition. I mean, Huntington's going to be there. George Washington. Mm-hmm. It's going to be powerhouse boys teams will be really. It's going to be a big regional. But I think it's pretty fair the way they divide it. There's about 17 teams in each of the different regions, which is good. So we will be competing at the state meet, all one meet, but the divisions will be separate. Division one will be one group, and division two will be another group. So there'll be a division one winner, and there'll be a division two winner.
Okay, and that's a couple of weeks before the state, correct?
Well, that'll be regionals and then the states, right?
Yes.
But it'll only be Division One and Division Two winners, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
and
so
Jan,
it is different.
I'm assuming that's because of, and we're seeing it, you know, and it's affecting every sport. I think we went back and looked at enrollment from October of last year to enrollment October of this year, and we only had three schools in the entire state where enrollment went up. And Bridgeport, not one of them, believe it or not,
right.
Our enrollment dropped by about 100 from last year, a little less than. So I'm assuming that change is because are there less teams? Are there less swimmers involved this year
in
swimming?
What happened? I'm actually on the state swim committee. Mm-hmm. What happened was 2 years ago, the smaller schools were kind of complaining because they felt that they never had a chance to win because with the larger schools.
Right.
I've been in this a pretty long time, 33 years, and I don't think the size of the school has anything to do with it, because you can win a state meet with six or seven swimmers.
Right.
But so the committee decided you have to have so many teams to be able to divide your divisions, but we had never met that in swimming. So last year we decided to have a division one, I mean, have a one winner for quad A winners, I mean, triple A winners, and then double A, single A was a separate division. Well, anyway, it was just the same meet and everybody was competing against each other. And at the end, there was some confusion about, you know, were you really the winner or was there an overall winner? It was just real confusing. So this year, when they did all the new classifications, they made it clearer that these are the teams, and if you win Division One, you win Division One. There's not going to be an overall winner. That
gotcha.
Was the problem
okay.
last year.
Okay.
One of the teams thought they were the overall winner. There was no overall winner, and it was just real confusing. So this really makes it better.
Gotcha.
I think it makes better. More kids will be able to compete in the state meet with this new division.
Oh, that's good. Okay, perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. All right, before I let you go, I want to allow you to brag a little bit and let our listeners know that your granddaughter, Bella, just recently committed to a Power Four program. And she is an outstanding gymnast, and she is going to be competing at the University of Pittsburgh.
Yes, she is, and very, very, very proud of her. She's a great girl, hard worker, good student, and her dream came true.
Yeah, did you you've taught her everything she knows about gymnastics?
No, I didn't. She had good training. She had great parents that supported her, and so yeah, we're very, very proud, and we're going to wear Pitt gymnastics shirts tomorrow for the signing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Signing day is coming up. So congratulations on that. I know you have to be tickled pink, and you have terrific kids.
I'm glad she stayed fairly local, because she was looking at some schools far away. So I'm glad that she chose us at the school close.
Sounds good. Well, enjoy it, and congratulations, and have another great year.
All right. Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Jan. We'll do the whip around next.
Black Friday deals are bigger and better at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Clarksburg. All new Ram 1500s. 0% financing for 72 months. That's incredible. New Grand Cherokees, 0% financing for 60 months. New Wranglers, up to $8,500 off the MSRP. Plus, grab up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals.
Better deals.
The bow tie means a better buy. Black Friday sales event. Route 19 in Clarksburg, or at blackbearjeep.com. See dealer for details.
All right, since we were last together, the whip around the football season came to an unfortunate end as Bridgeport lost in the quarterfinal round of the playoffs, losing to Chapmanville by the final of 33-27. So Bridgeport's reign as the Class AAA defending state champions will officially come to an end on Saturday, as Princeton will meet up with Nitro for the championship on Saturday night. Also, since we were last together, the Bridgeport cheerleading team wrapped up a runner-up finish in the Class AAA division of the cheerleading championships back on November the 19th, but a very successful season for Natalie Hathaway and her squad, a very young team. So congratulations to them on their runner-up this past week. As I mentioned, swimming back in the pool, they'll be at the WVU Aquatic Center coming up on December the 3rd against Morgantown University, and also Uniontown will be there as well. Basketball season kicks off on Friday as the Bridgeport girls basketball team will travel to University to take on the Hawks, and then they will hook up with Charleston Catholic on Saturday, and then next Tuesday they will have their first home game of the season against North Mary. You can hear that game on the Indians radio network on 103.3 KMZ starting at 7:30 next Tuesday. The boys do not open up until December the 13th, as they will head to Chapmanville. That is also the first weekend for wrestling at the Max Hortz tournament. That'll be on Friday and Saturday, December 12th and 13th. That's going to do it for this episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast. Again, we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.